این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth. Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar. You young ones should pursue the same path in order to be the followers of the noble prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, as well as the worthy followers of Imam Sadiq's school of thought. The supplications handed down to us are tables that have been opened for all to use, everyone according to understanding. Mostly there are things which common people use. There are items in supplications which philosophers use, items which mystics use, and items which the chosen saints use.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the infallibles. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has said that soldiers, even the renowned ones, are unknown in this world. The most famous dedicated soldier of Islam is the commander of the faithful, and he is the most unknown one. He is Ali ibn Abi Talib. He is Amir al-Mu'mineen, or the commander of the faithful. And it is true that the soldier of Islam, who is Imam Ali alayhi salam, he is unknown. We do not know about him very much. We know how many battles he participated, in which battles obviously the Islam had the victory because of him. And we know about him as we know about our, for example, the passport or the ID cards that we have. We know our father name, we know his father name, place of birth, battles he participated, and the judgment he did. But actually, do we know his personality or not? And the answer is no. We are unknown towards his personality, being a soldier where he can lift a door which was lifted by 40 people, and that was the door of Khaybar. How he could do that? With what kind of power was he doing that? In the other battles where he used to fight the enemies who were stronger than him, how could he fight against them? How could he battle against them? It was all because of the faith that he had, the iman which he had in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah used to help him, Allah used to give him the power. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam obviously named him as the best soldier, and that's why we call him the commander of the faithful. Amirul Mu'mineen means that whoever wants to be the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib is the commander of those faithful. Because he relied on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was connected to the divine, and he was connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah used to give him the power. And that's what we need to learn from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, that we should have a personality who just cares about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to make Allah please, and we want him to be pleased from us. And therefore, if our actions are in line with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, therefore we would be following the footsteps of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of faithful. And if we are not in line with what Allah has said, then obviously we are following some other path. Therefore, it is necessary to know about Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam so that we can learn from it and we can reach to perfection, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.